violation of this law would be a class 3 offense, and the wholesaler would be subject to fines.
Philly wholesalers, man, I've got some unfortunate news for a lot of you all out there. Philadelphia legislators just passed a bill requiring wholesalers to be licensed in Philadelphia. So man, look, this is some breaking news out here in the wholesaling community. I stated it before when I talked about what's going on in Illinois and Oklahoma, and now it has come to Philly, where a lot of people who check out this channel, some of my guys, are out in the Philly market right now. And yesterday, November 19th, 2020, the Philadelphia legislation just passed a new bill that's gonna require you wholesalers out there to get like a wholesaler's license. So we're gonna be breaking down all of this breaking news inside of this video today. I've got a couple articles that we're gonna go into where they kind of talk about the situation and what's gonna be required. Man, if y'all appreciate me coming to the channel with this breaking news all the time, letting y'all know what's going on out here in the wholesaling community, do me a favor, hit that like button for me. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if y'all haven't already. I post news like this and other wholesaling tips, tricks, and strategies so you can get out here and start rocking and rolling, guys. Now let's go ahead. Let's get into the content.
This article from the Philadelphia Inquirer seems to be the first article that came out on the topic. The title of it is New City Law Aims to Crack Down on Real Estate Wholesalers Seen as Exploiting Underinformed Property Owners. So off the rip, man, like they, in these articles, they always paint us out to be like straight up bandits, like really, really bad people. So it says that the Philadelphia City Council unanimously passed legislation Thursday cracking down on quick-moving real estate intermediaries known as wholesalers, who are seen by some as exploiting underinformed property owners in neighborhoods with rapidly accelerating land values. Now it says, under the law, such speculators who secure real estate for themselves with the aim of selling it for quick profit would be required to obtain a license and adhere to ethics constraints similar to those binding state accredited real estate agents. So they essentially want to start licensing wholesalers as though they were agents. And it was actually endorsed by the Greater Philadelphia Association of Realtors. And that seems like that's very similar to what happened in Chicago as well. Like when the legislation was getting passed, there were realtors at the table who obviously compete with wholesalers out here in areas like Philly, like in Chicago, a lot of areas in Cleveland and Ohio in general. A lot of wholesalers are making a lot more money than what the average agent is in those areas. So when legislation is getting passed, though, those agents have a seat at the table and wholesalers don't. So that's a big part of this. It says that with the passage of this bill, Philadelphia will establish fair rules and expectations for wholesalers buying and selling homes in our communities, said council member Alan Dom. This was the guy who actually spearheaded this campaign to set up this legislation, Alan Dom. So if it's somebody that y'all want to talk to, Philly wholesalers, talk to Alan Dom, and he's going to explain to you why he thinks that you need to be regulated. All right. So now, to keep in mind, though, you all have 2 months. 2 months. So it was passed on November 19th. So that means that January 19th, you all have to have y'all self together pretty much. Y'all got to have y'all ducks in a row, have y'all T's crossed and your I's dotted by that time. There are some people who are kind of on the side of wholesalers. So there was a guy, a real estate investor named Joseph Spina, who said, they say that he has a portfolio of more than 400 properties, some acquired from wholesalers. It says that he says that the city is likely going to struggle to enforce the rules in an industry that operates largely in the shadows. So it says, instead of collecting generous assignment fees for transferring negotiated purchase rights to buyers without putting their names on a deed, a great number of deals can occur out of sight from regulators. So this is one of the investors that was at the council meeting that happened where they were actually discussing this issue before they turned it into a law. It says, it's well-intentioned but difficult to police. Once they invent a new set of rules, these wholesalers and assigners will come up with a workaround. And y'all know that we will, just like in Chicago and other places around the nation where they have kind of, you know, made these laws. There's always a workaround, you know, starting up an LLC, purchasing the property in the LLC, and then selling the LLC. There's so many different ways, it's almost impossible for them to genuinely be able to enforce this. However, to be honest with you, it sounds like what they really plan to do is to be able to establish just certain regulations so wholesalers are now out here just straight up finessing homeowners. And you know, a lot of these gurus on YouTube, they're telling you to go out there and lie to people. They're telling you to go out there and mislead people. Everything that I do on this channel and I talk about is all based in honesty and integrity. Yeah, we may kind of push the limit sometimes with like bandit signs and text messaging and things of that nature, but we always want to be grounded in honesty and integrity. We don't want to be going out here duping people and just lying to people and trying to finesse them out of their properties. Now it says, on the losing end are sellers who agree to deals without fully knowing what their properties are worth. And so essentially it says that the legislation requires wholesalers to pay a $200 licensing fee and to disclose all companies in which they hold an ownership interest. Wholesalers who have been convicted of fraud or who have violated ethics laws within 6 years of their application are disqualified from getting licensed. So if you out here frauding people, you definitely not about to get licensed out here. And it also says that wholesalers can lose their license if they violate a code of ethics stating they may not knowingly make substantial misrepresentations, make any false promises, untruthfully advertise, or engage in any conduct which demonstrates bad faith, dishonesty, untrustworthiness, or incompetency. At least 3 days before concluding a purchase, licensed wholesalers also must present sellers with a disclosure explaining how they might independently research their property's value and informing them of their rights to hire a lawyer or state-accredited real estate agent to help them with the transaction. The law also establishes a do not solicit list for property owners who have expressed a desire to not be approached to sell or rent their real property. There's also another article by WHYY out in Philadelphia as well. And the title of this one says, Wholesaler or Huckster, Philly Council passes bill to curb real estate scammers. Like, damn, they just going in on us out here, guys. So this is the guy, Alan Dom, again. It says, when I introduced this legislation in October, I mentioned the signs we all see in our communities. The We Buy Houses sign, said council member Alan Dom, who spearheaded the legislation. Those signs, Dom said, reminded him of the many ways people can be taken advantage of in a real estate market where home values are rising in areas that have not experienced such growth in the past. In gentrifying areas like the section of North Philadelphia near Temple, longtime owners may be unaware of the equity they have accrued. Just to kind of go into the licensing requirements a little bit more, it says that the bill will require a licensing system for wholesalers who must follow a set of ethical guidelines. The licensing requirements include an application fee of $200, proof of insurance, the name and address of an actual person, not just an LLC, and a criminal background check. Wholesalers also have to provide homeowners with a disclosure or seller's bill of rights at least 3 days before presenting an offer to the homeowner. This disclosure must include how to access resources that assess the fair value of the homeowner's property. The disclosure also has to inform the homeowners of their rights, which includes the homeowner's right to hire a real estate agent and to seek legal counsel. The wholesaler must have the homeowner sign the disclosure as evidence that they provided it. Most people won't really have to worry about it. Yeah, you'll have to come up with that $200. Yeah, you'll have to go through the process. But in all reality, now you can say, hey, I'm a licensed wholesaler out here. I have to abide by certain ethics and standards that other wholesalers out here calling you don't have to abide by. So that's actually kind of like a sales point at this point, to be honest. Like, that's actually like it gives you more credibility than your competitors. Anyway, so Tonetta Graham said homeowners are harassed daily with street signs, door knockers, postcards, and even text messages. She says, enough is enough. It's time to put this industry on notice that we are not going to let them push the displacement slash gentrification agenda without exposing their practices and providing legal protection and recourse for our residents. So, like, they're really taking this stuff seriously. Like, a lot of people really, really getting mad at the fact that we're wholesalers and that we're talking to people and they may be selling their property for less than what it's worth. So it says, if a wholesaler is found out to be unlicensed, so this is all of you who don't want to get the license, you're watching this video like, I'm not about to get that license, da 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 da. It says that the sale can be nulled at any time prior to a title transfer. So guys, like y'all deals can kind of just collapse if you don't end up getting this. And it says any violation of this law would be a class 3 offense and the wholesaler would be subject to fines. I'm not sure what the fines are. I'm going to look for the actual legal paperwork in a minute. But it says homeowners who sold their homes through unlicensed wholesalers will have new options to save their homes. So it's pretty deep, y'all. Now, once again, Judith Robinson, a licensed real estate broker, says she doesn't see the bill working in practice. She says she sees the licensor requirements as meaningless since it doesn't require the same level of training or education as a real estate broker. She also doesn't see how a disclosure is going to help even with the 3-day waiting period. She says you are still putting a legally binding document in front of a homeowner who is not aware of what's in front of them. It elevates paper pushing. So Katie McGrath, another realtor out there in Philly, she says that the bill asks the city to hold these wholesalers to reasonable professional standards. It asks wholesalers to stand by the service they offer and to perform it ethically and in a transparent manner. So this is obviously a very controversial topic. Like I said, once again, guys, us as wholesalers, we need to have a seat at the table. We need to regulate ourselves. So then when there is legislation, we have that seat at the table. I think that's so important. You guys out there in Philly, y'all have got 2 months to kind of get yourselves together. Grab this new license that y'all are going to have to get. And then be ready to rock and roll. Just because this new law is out there doesn't mean that y'all can't get deals. Don't let this stop y'all.
So Philly wholesalers nationwide for that matter, tell me, what do y'all think about this new legislation out there in Philly that's gonna require wholesalers to get a wholesaler's license? Let me know what y'all think down in the comment box down below. Is this shocking? Were you expecting this? Are you in Philly? Are you gonna be getting the license? Share this video with other people who need to know what's going on out here and stay on the front lines of this. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Stay healthy. Stay blessed. Keep rocking and rolling, Philly. Y'all got this, man. It's always going to be a workaround. Y'all can grab that license. Y'all going to be able to keep getting deals out here. Don't let this stop y'all. And until next time, guys, I am out.